This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
Go New York. No, I know you want to play. I know you got it. It ain't even on our board.
I'm
I know
sorry.
You want to go with it.
Is that where you wanted to start? I thought we could ease our way into the show, but if you really feel it's important to discuss, you know, some of the real headlines of the
go day, New York, go New York, go.
We can certainly go there
this
if
is,
you want.
This I mean, is, this is the day we need to have Tracy on.
This we New day. York, we like your son. What the trigonometry is, B? We're here.
So I was, you know, trying to figure out as this is the time of year where it's really an odd time to figure. Like in the morning, it's, you know, 51 degrees and raining, yeah, and you're like, all right, so I guess I got to, you know, cozy up. I put a little cozy, little cardigan action on today. But the one thing I knew I was wearing regardless is my Ewings.
Da-ha!
All right.
Hi, Ryan.
My Ewings. Right, today was the day to rock the Ewings because, yes.
Did you expect it to go that way?
Knicks get that win.
You expected that was a definitive, like, win. You know,
that second quarter was definitive. Like, yeah, that second quarter – you know, that second quarter was sent a message. But I tell you what, the Sixers are in a weird way, man. And that changes, you know, we were talking yesterday and I was telling you about power ranking. What did I say? That if I was power ranking the East, if the Knicks win this game, I'll put them at 7. But if they lose it, they're at 9. But now I got to rethink that because I'm looking at also the Sixers who I had ahead of the Knicks. I don't know if I like where they are right now.
I mean,
Embiid doesn't look great. He's by himself. They have a decent amount of guys around him.
Yeah,
but
Tobias Harris ain't the superstar you want to be paying a lot of money to. He's solid, but
He's real good.
Yeah, he is, but it leaves something to be desired because when it's just those two, he should be able to be good enough to carry the team. They got enough other complementary pieces where that game shouldn't be like that.
Well, the threes were the difference. I mean, the Knicks were just, you know, draining threes, and the Sixers couldn't make one.
That's
so that's
the evolution
always
going to
be
team.
The great equalizer or divider.
That's the evolution of this team, right? Mm-hmm. The fact that now you input other guys that can get their own shots and create and facilitate for other people. Now Julius Randle don't have to be, you know, worn out. I wonder if this makes him fresher if they get to the postseason. The fact that he can defer to some people.
That we finally got a Kemba Walker moment in New York. Like he hadn't really played great, and he was fantastic in that stretch. The bench continues to be great. And now, look, the Knicks play the Bulls. And the Bulls are 4-0. And the Bulls have had a couple of days off to enjoy their start. Mm. And Thursday night, now, we get that game. The old rivals have been dormant for a while that, you know, and Tom Thibodeau going back to Chicago where, of course, it all began for him and his success as a head coach.
Derrick Rose as well.
And he brings Derrick Rose with him. And
is
Taj
Gibson out the garage yet?
Taj Gibson was back, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been back with the team. So, yeah, you have all that stuff going on. So that's a lot of fun. And I want – this is what I'm going to do. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Because I had people last night during the game on Twitter, like, I'm calling the show. I'm going to make – I want to talk Knicks. And I said, you know what? Do it. Let's do it. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We want you, all of you, Knicks fans. If you're a Sixers fan and you want to try to figure out what the hell's going on with your team – whoever you are, be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation is presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is heating up, and the fans are hyped. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So before we dive deeper into the Knicks stuff and where they rank now in the East, and should we reconsider what they are after what we saw them do to the Sixers, a team that we thought was still going to be one of the elites in the East, let's also talk about as we are heading, you know, we always look ahead. And we're looking now ahead to week 7. Is it week 7 or week 8? I'm losing track.
Eight.
It's week 8 already, right?
Yeah,
week 8 in the NFL. And a Thursday night game that we really, really, really were looking forward to. And now it's sort of,
meh.
I want to ask you, is the luster taken off this game because of all of the issues that now the Packers are having with COVID? Because it's Alan Lazard. We already knew Devontae Adams was not going to be there either. Who is Aaron Rodgers going to throw to?
Scanley is out too, right? Then they added somebody else.
They were trying to get him back from the IR, but it doesn't sound like he will be back. So Aaron Rodgers, by the way, without Devontae Adams over the last 2 years, he's actually 6-0. Strange but true. And Aaron Rodgers even said we're not better without him, of course. But the fact that they are without him, though, without him and now without Lazard, the two top receivers, against
Tonyan. got to come to life.
Think about it. Against an undefeated Cardinals team, okay, that is trying to also send a message in the league about where they are.
How fortunate has this team been, though?
I mean, they played the Cardinals.
Yeah, they played the Titans early in the season while they're trying to still figure it out with Julio and A.J. Brown. That team didn't look right until a couple of weeks ago, right? Their losses to Arizona and to the Jets. Then they go play the Cleveland Browns. I know they didn't have Cliff Kingsbury, but listen, they did they didn't have their two tackles, or they didn't have Landry, right? So that's all weird. So it's like, and it was a crazy weather game, and it's like they're playing teams at the right time. And now you get another team that you're going to have. And just imagine how those teams look on their resume as the season progresses. Like, how does that "we beat Tennessee" sound now, right? How does that "we beat Green Bay" with sound now, right? But it's fool's gold, right? Because you don't know what this team really is when they go against a good team. We won't know until maybe they go against the Rams for the second time. We won't know who or what they really are. This was an important test for them, right, to kind of measure themselves and see where they are. And now I think they can go around and be feeling good about themselves, but not really have and know in their hearts how good of a football team they are or can be.
You never know until you get to the postseason, right? But I do want to say this, though. Last year's Steelers 11-0 was Fugazi.
Yeah.
And we knew it the whole way. As we were watching, we're like, I don't know how this team's 11. Like, they're 11-0. I don't consider them a Super Bowl contender. Like, you would watch, and the eye test told you that.
Yeah.
The eye test doesn't say that about the Cardinals.
It's still Fugazi
the
to
eye
me.
Come on, man. The eye test tells you that is a – that's a prolific offense and a much improved defense.
Yes, much improved defense. But, like, we listen, what we've done is we've changed the expectations for the Cardinals now. Now we're trying to compare them to the elite. Before, when you compare them against everybody, like, yeah, of course they look good. But I don't know what this team really is. Is this the team that struggled against Minnesota that should have lost to Minnesota with a field goal game? Or is this the team that dominated the Rams? But we knew that train was finally due and on time because they had lost to the Rams 8 straight times. So I think that Rams maybe looked past them. And I'll be interested to see the next time they play the Rams. I'll be interested to see what happens with this new and improved coach team now that Wentz seems to be healthy and their offensive line looks dominant again. Their run game looks good and their defense is figuring it out. So now it's sometimes good to go against some stuff and have these type of games, right? We saw last year, we saw Brady and Tampa kind of have some struggles against good teams, get the brakes beat off of them against New Orleans, but it let them know where they needed to be.
Okay.
It's not a false sense of security. I think this team can have a false sense of security. I think I'm really excited. I just hope that that game still means something. That when they play Dallas week 17, because it is Achilles heel for this team, it's the fact that they don't have great run defense. They're like 18th in the league. And when you get to the playoffs, you're going to go against teams that can run the football, and also you're going to look at maybe your equal or your superior at the quarterback position. Then how does this team look?
Yeah, I think you're right. It's a shame that maybe that week 17 for either team is not going to matter, but still, we'll get a chance to see it. But right now, it's Rodgers and a supporting cast that he's going to have to lift up. And this could, from Rodgers, you can look at it from the Cardinals and say, if they win, you won't be nearly as impressed because now you expect them to win to get to 8-0. But if Rodgers can somehow do this, boy, it adds to his legacy, doesn't it?
This is what guys like that look for.
Aaron Rodgers talked about, again, his wide receiver now core that has been decimated because of COVID protocols.
There's a little bit of a shock factor for sure when it's Devontae, but we dealt with it last year. We may be slightly more healthy than some of the other teams as far as not having as many cases, but there have been cases here. You know, we've dealt with them. But when I heard 17, I was hoping that it was going to be one of those false positives for sure. Yeah, we have guys who can win one-on-one matchups. If we have to go with some of the young guys, you know, there won't be any different expectations. We still have, you know, a lot of talent in the backfield and a lot of guys who can get open. So we just got to keep finding a way to get them open, and hopefully we'll get 17 back after this.
Does it matter it's on the road? Does it change anything? Is Arizona a place that, you know, would have that kind of impact?
No.
Right? It doesn't feel like that kind of building, right?
Yeah, it's not like that. You're intimidated to go there. The crowd is crazy, stuff like that. I don't think it has that type of environment right now. I think the crowd is getting more and more excited and better now that they're becoming the
but you got to admit
expectations.
I know you don't want to. They're a show. The Cardinals are a show.
Oh yeah,
they're a show.
Yeah.
Like it's a Thursday game.
They got everybody.
Looking forward to sort of like the Rodgers and his guys, and they've been on a roll. And the Cardinals and Kyler and that whole team.
This Green Bay defense, what it looks like, right? with Jalen Smith and Rashawn Gary playing better. Can this defense be for real? That's what we're hoping to see, and we want to see it against. Little Mandalorian, scrappy dude, whatever you want to call him.
When you call Kyler Murray Mandalorian, you don't mean the Mandalorian.
I mean Yoda. Baby
Grogu,
Yoda.
Baby Yoda.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Because Mandalorian, when you say Mandalorian, I've heard you make this reference before. I think of the Mandalorian, the guy in the suit.
No,
but that's not
baby
who you're.
Yoda.
Yeah. He's more of it's
baby
protect
Yoda.
The child.
Yeah, Baby Yoda. I'm just saying Mandalorian because it lets people know what type of Yoda I'm talking about.
Well, Baby Yoda, Grogu, yeah. Baby Yoda, yeah. Whatever it is, yeah. It works.
Baby Yo-Yo. I like Scrappy Doo in Mighty Mouse.
Scrappy Doo's actually pretty good. Mighty Mouse has been used before. All right, that's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. So as we keep an eye on if any more Packers are not available to their team for this game tomorrow night, we also have to get back into the NBA conversation. And we're going to have Tim Legler on later on in the show to get his take on this. But Bart, two things happened last night. One, the Lakers won without LeBron, and that's not something to just say, oh, no big deal. Oh, no, it was a big deal for several reasons, including Russell Westbrook having his breakout game. That's one. The other one, though, okay, there's three. The other one is the Warriors are 4-0. They got off to a great start now, and are the Warriors starting to send a message as well. But you got to go back to Madison Square Garden last night for a 112-99 win over the 76ers, where the Knicks were leading this game by as many, I think, as 27 points. It was on national TV, and the talk really was about how deep this team is, Kemba Walker having his breakout moment in New York. And yes, in New York, we tend to take things a little far. We tend to get a little excited about the smallest crumb of success. Why? We don't get to have a lot of that around here these days. It used to be like that, not anymore. So when you see a team that has some promise, you get excited. For instance, before the show, John Winthrop, our producer, he calls. And we just, we have our usual conversation about stuff we want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And in this conversation, John Winthrop says, hey, let's pose this question. And he said, are the Knicks New York's best chance to win a championship? I didn't say a word to him. I let him take a minute and then realize what he just said. And then he's like,
yeah, come on, man.
Oh, wait, that's right, the Nets.
Right, like, come on, bro. Like,
even he had to stop himself. But
Islanders.
Well, and then the Islanders are obviously one of the best teams in the NHL. That's a great point you made, and thank you for doing it. But I love that John did that because
that's how crazy y'all get.
Y'all
get cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs around here, man. Like, it's week four. It's game four.
Yeah.
Like, cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Like, bro, stop it. It was the opening game, man. And
but
they were
so
marching
good.
Outside like, bro.
Oh, it's great. It was great. What do you mean? The building was just going nuts.
I was there. Eating all the hot dogs in the suite for free.
It was just, it's the Garden is the place to be when the Knicks are playing.
It's just rocking, man. Like it's weird because, it is weird because you watch some of the new stars in this town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so when you look up and you say, okay, what athlete went to this game or that game?
Yeah.
And it looks like all the young guys around here going to the Nets game.
Yeah.
But they don't know. Mm. They don't know that the better environment and a better game to go to, no matter who they're playing, is the Knicks.
Well, you know, like it's
better,
like there's two clubs in town. They're both popping, but there's one that's got like the history. There's one that's like that place to be seen.
But these young
then the other
don't
place
know
might be good with a good DJ. The other place might be good, but this place, man, this is
see.
If you want to be seen, you want
to
be here.
See, but this is what people have to realize. This is what we're realizing. These young guys don't realize, right? What we have to accept. It's in a new era where these new athletes have never known the Knicks to be good. Ever in their lifetime.
Well, don't say ever. It was 8 years ago when Carmelo Anthony led the team to 54 wins.
And how old was Zach Wilson when he did that?
Zach Wilson would have been like, 14.
You see what I'm saying? So they don't know that. They know Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
They know LeBron in the Lakers.
Yeah.
They barely know LeBron in the Heat.
The older you get, the more, like, 8 years doesn't seem like a long time.
Yeah,
but when you're young, 8 years is like, my God, 8 years?
Yo, that's like... 8 years is like you went from
half your life
from elementary school to graduating high school.
Yeah.
So imagine how different of a person you are in fourth grade than your senior year.
All you
got
to say is if you're a 22-year-old, how different is 8 years ago to you?
Yeah.
I was 14. What did I know? Not like our age where 8 years ago is like, I was still a grown man.
Or 21. Yeah, I was 13. Like, what? I don't know what the hell's going on in my life.
It's a great point, and it's a sobering
one at
that.
I was going through puberty and locking myself in the bathroom all day.
It is a sobering thought at that. But still, it was great, though, these stories about this team, including the Kemba Walker, who's from the Bronx, from the Boogie Down, went to Rice, was a superstar. UConn had one of the great Big East championship moments in the Garden. So for him, it's a homecoming. And so to have a breakout game like he did last night on national TV against a really good Eastern Conference opponent, it means the world.
Yeah, they was excited. Not more excited than me, but they were definitely excited. But it was fun. Hopefully we can have more moments like that, It was just such a great team win. Everybody contributed in many different ways, and that's how New York basketball is, everybody brings us together. It was fun. It was a great overall win.
So what do we take from this? 888-8-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The Knicks have I put this together before the show, just trying to figure out all the things that the Knicks are right now. They were the best defense last year in the league, right? But offensively, they were not. They were in the bottom third in most of the important categories. They did shoot the three ball well, but they didn't shoot it a lot. This year, already four games in, they're in the top 10 in scoring, effective field goal, three-point shooting, and assists. Offensive rating as well, net rating, and defensive field goal percentage, which is basically what you want. That means you're making the other team shoot the ball poorly. They're also, and don't overlook this, the second highest scoring bench in the league. So the depth shows out on a nightly basis. That stuff's important. So do they have the makings of a team that can be more than just a, like they were last year, a first round, nice to see you, but you can't stay for long.
So they have their team that can lose to anyone in the playoffs, or they can beat anyone. See, it's like one of those things, right? When you think about their depth and what Kemba and Fournier bring to the table, like, they have the opportunity, if they match up against Atlanta, they can give a hard time, because Mitchell Robinson is the ultimate eraser back there. He gives them depth, somebody that can lean on Capella. But also, you think about Taj Gibson, who's an athletic big as well. And then Noel, a guy that
hasn't even played yet. And so he was one of the best defensive centers last year.
So that's
what I'm
saying. So now you have so much scheme versatility, right? Where you think about Noel has more lateral movement. So when Robinson's taking a break, he's good on pick and rolls and being able to play that type of defense. Then they got like a power forward that's strong enough to kind of lean on some of these big guys. That's another five good fouls that you have. And now, because of the space that Fournier allows you to have, you have guys like Quickley that can come in with the second units, and guys like Rose, who you don't have to force into the starting lineup because you need scoring.
Right.
So now he can play his role, but also he can be a guy that's quick off the bench, right? He can be a Lou Williams. He can be a Jamal Crawford. He can be instant offense because he can go to attack mode coming off the bench. So it gives you so much more flexibility where it's not all on Randle. You look at Randle yesterday, 16 points, 11 and 7. Listen, that is a good line. He doesn't have to carry the load all himself. When other guys are hot, he can defer and be effective different ways. And that's what you want whenever you have a team. You don't want it to be on one guy, because if that guy isn't on, then nobody's on.
That's a great point. The depth and the versatility is going to be a big strength for this team.
What would they do when they feel like they're close and it's a disgruntled guy that they can get for a rental and they can try and get a good – no, I'm not
you
saying
– But no, what you're saying right now, though, of course, is in the back of everybody's mind. Wow, I love this team. They've got depth. They've got all these pieces. They've got all these assets. Oh, wait. What if now they can trade for this guy and they give all that up for that guy?
I'm not saying big.
But that's what people are worried
about. I'm not saying big. I said when you get to the playoffs, like, how can you get somebody like a Lou Williams, somebody like a complimentary piece?
Adding another piece? Yeah. I don't even know if they need that right now. They've got plenty of depth.
You just never know
what they might be missing is the superstar that can make you a championship contender. Yeah. All right, Julius Randle's a really, really good player, NBA
player.
He's
a three. He should be your third
player.
But
is he a superstar that can carry you through a championship? That is the question. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We go all around the country, and everybody wants to talk Knicks. Matt in Boca Raton. Matt.
It's Knicks South.
How's it going, my man?
What's going on?
I just think you got us too low, man. Seventh in the East?
Oh, I said I have to amend that now. I got to change that, because after watching the Sixers up close like I did last night, I've changed my opinion about them. I had them above the Knicks. I don't know if I'll do that right now, because they don't have nearly the depth. Their bench is really not that good. It's decent, not that good. And they don't have another guy with Embiid.
You still haven't made a decision on Charlotte yet. You haven't made that decision either.
I like them. I like them. But again, I don't know. Do they have enough firepower to keep up? Like, the Knicks are one of the top scoring teams in the league, too.
Hayward, Bridges.
Mm-hmm. No, look,
that's tremendous.
Again, all their starters. But can they do the job off the bench? All right. A lot of people want to talk about this. We will get your calls on this because I want you to tell me. Maybe I'm being a little too myopic here. I'm in New York. You guys know I obviously do the broadcast for the Knicks. I'm seeing them on a regular basis. I've never seen a team this good, not in 8 years. The last team that had this much talent, you got to go back to 2012-13. But this team might have more in it than that team even did, even though they had a Carmelo Anthony in his prime. Am I crazy? Talk me out of this. Try to talk me out of it. Because John Winthrop wanted me to ask, can they be New York's answer to a championship?
And tease alert.
Talk us down if we need to. Or tell us maybe we're not pumping it up enough like Matt just did.
Or tease alert, when we come back, I'll tell you why Russell Westbrook going off was a bad thing.
Okay. That too. Wow. Bart's got something to say about the NBA. We got more to say with you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We also have to get to the Deshaun Watson rumors. A trade could be happening. Reports of it, although they're backing – the teams are backing off and saying nothing's going on. I always say this, where there's smoke, there's fire. And we begin, of course, telling you that we're going to hook you up, as we've been doing, $2,000 now, because I told you yesterday – Baseball championship, we have it on ESPN Radio, and each game it goes up $1,000 that you can win. You can enter to win, and all you got to do is this. You listen to tonight's game on ESPN Radio. At the top of the seventh inning, like last night, Dan, Eduardo, and Jessica announced the winning word. You text that word to 777-000. Enter for the chance, and you can win now, because it's game two, $2,000. And keep listening to all of our ESPN Radio broadcasts of the baseball championship, because the prizes get bigger. In fact, as I told you, it grows by $1,000 each game. So we want this series going seven. So if there's a game seven, you can win $7,000. No purchase necessary. You can go to ESPNradio.com for complete sweepstakes rules. One more time. Listen to game two tonight. Hear the winning word. Text it to 777-000 for your chance to win $2,000. Message and data rates may apply. More after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Han.
Like, we obviously we started in New York. We're big in New York, right?
Well, where are we second? Where are we big at after that?
We are number one in a lot of other affiliate markets.
Where are we number two at, though?
But I'll tell you what, no one loves us more than Fort Myers.
Fort Myers.
We get a lot of Florida
calls. Fort Myers, Indiana?
No, Florida.
That's what I'm talking about. We got to make it known. We got to call them out correctly, baby. Mm-hmm. Give them a gong, man. Give them a gong for Fort Myers, man.
Fort Myers.
We love you, Fort Myers.
They love us. Are you kidding me? The amount of love
we should go do a show.
It's amazing, too, because we talk, obviously, we're New York guys, and we talk a lot of the New York stuff here. And with that in mind, it's amazing that a place that has the Boston Red Sox,
yeah,
where their spring training center is there in Boston Red Sox. You would think probably a lot of Boston fans there.
Yeah.
Blows my mind. How much they love us.
A lot of people in Florida, that's where old people go, to go in their golden years.
Isn't that where the golden girls were? Golden years, and then like middle-aged, guys go to just be miserable.
They get tired of property tax up here north, man. They go down there, man. God bless them, man.
Be miserable.
Great weather.
Hey, family's everything. I got peace of mind knowing my family's taken care of with life insurance. I recommend SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been helping families for over 35 years. Plus, quotes are free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. All right, you tease something that we'll get to. But there's also other headlines, other pieces of news going on in the world, including, by the way, the World Series Game 1 last night. Some heavy stories there that we will get to in the 1 o'clock hour. But there is also stories now involving Deshaun Watson. Now, there was a rumor, I don't know if it's a rumor, I guess a report in the Houston Chronicle, that there is a deal in place. Now, this is from the Chronicle, that the Dolphins and Texans have a trade terms at least in place for Deshaun Watson, and they're kind of waiting for everything to get figured out.
It's all mutual there, baby.
Yeah, and a lot of people have kind of whispered that, but Adam Schefter and others are telling us pump the brakes on this. Because the Dolphins, according to a source, they have no agreed compensation on any proposed trade with the Texans. One source told Schefter it's a, quote, total BS. All right? So there's really – you're not going to find a lot of ESPN-based reporters that are saying that this is legit. Now, a guy that I believe in is John McClain, who has been – no, not that John McClain. John McClain's covered the Texans for a long time for the Chronicle. He also has denied the story. And if he's denying the story, that's all I need to know. So he said, I've not reported that. Nothing's changed since last week. The Dolphins and any other team Watson has approved want the legal issues resolved. That hasn't changed. In fact, other teams that have come up in this include the Carolina Panthers. And David Newton, who is our ESPN reporter for the Carolina Panthers, he said the Panthers will not pursue Deshaun Watson. With the trade deadline approaching Tuesday, and that is based on a source that he has gotten that information from. So all of that going on around Deshaun Watson with this trade deadline coming up, then of course there is the question to Roger Goodell, who was just asked at the meetings I think they were in Miami, if there's anything new with the investigation going into Deshaun Watson, all the allegations and the civil lawsuits that he is dealing with. And here's Goodell's answer.
There obviously are other, I'll call it legal approaches that are being made either through civil cases. Obviously, the police have been investigating also. We don't have all the access to that information at this point in time, and we pride ourselves on not interfering in that, being cooperative as we can to make sure we get all the facts. But I think that process is still ongoing. And until that process is ongoing and we have enough data and enough information to be able to make a determination of whether he should go on commission or exempt. We don't feel that we have that necessary information at this point.
Bart, it feels like that I think Deshaun Watson's not going anywhere by the trade deadline, and this will once again be a story for the offseason, and the NFL will probably be waiting to see the results of these civil lawsuits, which, as we said, I believe it was February of 2022, so not until this coming February. Right. Will anyone even have to sit down for a deposition? So
maybe the off season is where it gets settled, but you can push these things with courts for a couple of years, man. So what are you going to do if he's available to play? You can have had him for 2 years and put a poison pill in it. I wonder if that's the only thing that people had to ask. I still want to ask Roger Goodell about why won't he release the investigation into the Washington organization?
Yeah, that's another.
He keeps skipping that by talking about he wants to protect certain people. Well, recant them out, right? Recant them. What do you call it? Recant or what is it, something?
Retract.
Yeah, no, it's something. No. It's something. We'll figure it out. Don't worry about it. They know what I mean. Black it out. Yeah, black it out. You know what I mean? Black their names out. They can release the report. Redact.
Yes.
Redact, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right. So redact them out, their names out of the story. We should still get the information. Or we want to protect these people. Well, you can redact that part of it.
Yeah, but then that becomes, why don't you just redact the whole damn thing then? And I think that's what he's trying to do. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN.
It's 600,000 million kajillion pages.
729-3776. All right, let's get some calls here because we got a lot of Knick fans that are excited, despite the fact that, in Fort Myers, there's a lot of Knick fans that are excited as well. Ken is from Queens here in New York, Ken.
What's up, fellas? How's it going?
How are you doing, Ken?
Good, good. Listen, I am a Knicks fan, but here's the thing. The Knicks are only going to go as far as Julius Randle takes them. They've kind of started off the year the same way they ended it last year.
And that's not a bad thing.
Right now, we're getting Peyton Manning, Eli. I mean, Peyton Manning, Julius Randle. But when we get to the playoffs, we're going to need Eli. Otherwise, it's going to be the same thing. First round loss again.
I'll tell you,
why do you think that?
3-1, and we're Debbie Downer today.
But why do you think that? He only put up 16 points yesterday. So what about him? I think they only go as far as Fournier's 3-point shot and as far as Kemba Walker's knee stays healthy.
I just don't understand.
Because he makes him different.
like that kind
of. You always get a guy. Listen, there's a lot of scar tissue in this town, man. They've been down right. and out for a while, man.
I'm not, but,
and they don't believe it. You can.
But saying they're only going to go as far as Julius Randle, like thank you, Captain Obvious. That's what I said. They don't have a superstar that's going to carry a championship, but they got a really good team, and you haven't had a really good team in a long time.
But I would argue that Kemba Walker is more of a superstar than Julius Randle.
But not where he is physically right now. Mel is in New Jersey. Come on, Mel.
Hey, guys. Good afternoon, man. I'm a Nets fan. Let me start off by saying that. But the Knicks show me great intensity every night. You know, they play defense. They play hard. And the problem last year was they wasn't getting buckets. And they went and got some professional bucket grabbers. So with that being said, I could definitely see them making their way out the East. I know it's going to be hard to get through the Nets. I know it's going to be hard to get through Chicago and a few other teams. But I think they actually have a chance because they're going to play defense and they're going to get those buckets.
Staying healthy too, Mel. Thanks for the call. That's going to be the most important part for a team like that. You got the kind of depth, though, that you can get through some injuries. But, you know, for them, obviously, that to play that hard all year, that's also the other thing that everybody is looking at. All right, we'll continue with your calls. Again, tell me if I'm, you know, if we're over the top here. I don't think so. I think I'm right where I should be. I was originally going to put them at 7 if they won the game last night, but after watching the Sixers, I got to move them up. I might move them up to 5 ahead of Boston, too.
Yeah, I got them above Boston.
I had Boston and Philly ahead of them, and I had them at 7. Now I'm not sure.
I might have to
push them up and put them right underneath Atlanta.
What I'm concerned with, Chicago and Charlotte.
Yeah, well, we'll see Thursday.
The way they play, man, the speed. And
we'll see Thursday. The thing with the Chicago is they don't have the depth. Their bench scoring is very low, so that could be the strength of this team. All right, we'll keep the calls rolling on this. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. So, as Bart teased before, we finally saw the Russell Westbrook of old with the Lakers, but it might have created more questions than answers. Bart will try to explain why it might not have been a great thing that we saw last night. Next, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Bart and Hahn.
Back, Bart and Hahn, ESPN Plus, ESPN Radio. Bart, your favorite NBA player is?
Bobo.
That's correct. Now, your second favorite player, I'm going to guess.
Boban.
Right. You just seem to like Bo.
You rank.
No, don't say that.
No, he does look at it. He loves it too, man. I bet you when he goes to the party this week for the Halloween for the cup for the team, he probably going to be lurch.
See, that's the best thing about being somebody like this. Boban Marjanovic is a 7'4" center that has, you know, he's played on several teams in the league, but he's now with the Dallas Mavericks, and he's the happiest guy
he's
you'll ever see.
Home.
Now, here's a picture. We're showing this on Plus for those who are. So what they do with post-game and stuff, after practice, you talk to the media, you sit in a chair, and you sit on a bit of a, like it's a little riser, they call it. It's like maybe a half a foot off the ground. He's sitting on a chair, but his feet are on the floor, not on the base of the riser because, again, he's 7 foot four. But the chair, he makes it look like he's like, you know, did you ever have to go to like parent teacher night? I've gone to parent teacher night. You got a million kids. Of course you have.
You sit in a little kid's
chair.
And
so when you go and you have a child who's in, you know, preschool, kindergarten, they have the tiny chairs.
Yeah.
And so I'll walk in the room. Now, I'm not 7'4", but I'm 6'6". And I walk in the room, and it's, oh, they have these little mini chairs, and everybody laughs because here's, you know, the big doofus sitting in his tiny little chair. That's kind of what he makes regular chairs look like preschool chairs.
Puts it in perspective,
hilarious.
Man. Like, good man, I want him in my kickball championship. Baby bouncies, man. Probably kick it over the fence. You know,
but he's the happiest guy.
But,
like, he shows it all. He doesn't hide from it. Some tall guys tend to, like, kind of
embrace it,
you know, make themselves smaller because they feel like everybody's looking at them. He embraced it. He loves
it. So that's what I'm saying. So, like, when you look at him, I wonder if he's the most beloved, charismatic big man that the game has seen since Shaquille O'Neal.
Charismatic, yeah. I mean,
Greg Oden was a man. If Greg Oden could have stayed healthy with what he did at the ESPYs with the little bow tie.
He's funny, yeah. He's real funny.
Yeah, just like those type of guys, man. We see these characters, man. And we see him with the cheese. Listen, he doesn't even really play. But he's such a beloved character.
That's the best thing.
He got the goldfish commercial.
Yeah, he and Tobias Harris, who were famously like they were very close teammates. They love each other. They used to do the Toby and Bobby show. The two of them would do like just do digital stuff together, like for maybe TikTok or whatever.
He's so funny.
And it was hysterical. And yeah, he's got a great personality, but it's just one of the characters in the sport.
And, did you know Elian Gonzalez? I think it was George Murison.
Why are you doing this? You just threw a grenade at me.
Well, Elian Gonzalez in wrestling, he used to play basketball at the NBA, and I think it was
George Murison?
No, it wasn't George Murison.
No.
It was somebody else though.
Okay. I was going to ask you though, in the NFL, what would that be like, a picture like that? I'm sure you guys, you 350-pound linemen.
Yeah, that would be Jonathan Ogden.
Jonathan Ogden was
big old head.
The biggest human you've ever seen?
So we used to have like the Baltimore Ravens grill. So it was a helmet grill. And we would say that this was Jonathan's helmet. We put it on.
So it was like a barbecue grill.
Yeah, it was a barbecue grill. And we give it to him like, here's your helmet, Jonathan.
If only we had that picture, that would be perfect to put next to it. But yeah, I mean, it's and a lot of times in sports like this, in the NBA where height is everything, in the NFL where you're with, especially on the line of scrimmage, is everything. You just get large humans. And when you see large humans doing regular human things, it's funny.
And it's large humans. Like, Chris Jenkins was probably 400 pounds, and he had two abs. Like, I swear to God. He wasn't fat. Like, you know what I mean? He had abs. And he was a great break dancer. Like, you talk about Brandon Williams, he can walk on his hands and dance on his hands. The dude's like 350 for Baltimore D-tackle.
You and I aren't small guys, but this little table, we make it look even smaller.
Where's the spades?
Breaking Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs. Build your winning team today. Go to linkedin.com/sports.
Welcome back. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Yes, Breaking Moves, Bart Scott. And so the Cowboys come off their bye. Dak Prescott is expected to play.
Dangerous, dangerous.
Jerry Jones says he's optimistic that he will play Sunday at Minnesota. But Stephen Jones kind of said, we'll make the decision what's best for Dak. There's a lot of season left here, and it does feel like, even though we had that great caller yesterday, the Dallas Cowboys fan yesterday, who was just dead set against it, about how I said, you got the division already on lock. And he's like, no, that's not true. And we went through the schedule, right? We went game by game with this caller, and we came up with the fact that they would probably, and he was being really pessimistic, and we came up with a 6-6 finish.
Yeah, a lot of scar tissue there.
Right, which would have given him 11 wins. 11 wins.
A lot of scar tissue. Just like you have the scar tissue here with your Knicks, they have that same scar tissue.
Who the hell else is going to get 11 wins in the NFC East? Nobody.
They just nervous, man. You just never know. Fitzmagic come back, and he can be Mr. Offense. You know that dude can be electric, man.
Well, anyways, does he play? Do you play him or do you not? What would you do?
It's tough, man. I really need him to be honest with us. Dak, you are everything for us. We don't have you, and you pull or blow your Achilles. It always, when it's healthy, when you think it's healthy, wait another week.
Well, so, and I guess that's what he has to judge, is how he feels. Now, look at on Plus right now, we have the remaining schedule. The remaining schedule and the FPI, the Football Power Index, chance to win. There's only two games where they are not favored to win, and one is at Chiefs Week 11, which you could argue, the way the Chiefs are playing, I don't know if I'd put 49%, but 49% on the road at Chiefs is actually a high number. And then the last game of the season against the Cardinals at home at 48%, which who knows if the Cardinals are even going to play anybody in that game.
But stop that, though. I look right here at Week 12 against the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
When Dallas looks at the Raiders, they're looking at themselves.
How so?
That offense with Waller, Ruggs, is them. Good offensive line, great running game when you think about the kid Jacobs. And Derek Carr, man, like, people are discounting the Las Vegas Raiders, man. The Las Vegas Raiders beat the hell out of the Ravens, man. And they are better defense than Dallas defense. So why they're 70% favorites?
And it's interesting,
in that,
without Gruden, things have kind of like
settled
down around
there. They feel liberated.
Yeah.
And they want to prove that it wasn't about him. I bet you some people happy that he is cut, because guys like that with that type of attitude, they suck the energy out of a building, man, because they always got something smug and smart to say to you when they see you walking down the hallway. Hey, man, you going to catch that ball, man? You're looking like, man, shut the hell up, man. Can I just go to the damn cafeteria, eating like kings, playing like queens? Like,
wow.
Man, I'm telling you, man.
Donnie
Henderson was the same way like that. Donnie Henderson used to be the defense coordinator here, but for us, he was the cornerback's coach, but he was the Jets' defense coordinator when he left Baltimore.
Okay.
He was our corners coach. Used to want to smack the taste of people.
Downer. Just, man, always something to say. Always
Grady.
Grady. Yeah, yeah.
Come in the locker room. We going to get some people cut today. Yeah, if you were the first, second round, I can't get you cut. But I get you cut out here. You walk around, you a fourth or less. Like, yo.
Wow.
Like,
who
it's a real
negative
thing?
Energy around a team like that? If I was the head coach, I would tell him.
But that's great,
off, man.
But that's listen. I've seen him almost get his ass kicked in meetings room. Like, hey, like James Trapp. I call names. It's weird because James Trapp became the chaplain for the Atlanta Falcons, and I watched this man won my first fight I've ever seen in sports. Was Plexico Burress and James Trapp. They used to call him Crazy Joe when he get like crazy because we thought he had psychological problems in real life. He body slammed Plexico Burress, mm-hmm. jumped up in the air like Bruce Lee and stumped on his chest with both feet at the same time and twisted. Plexico got up, punched him. They both got ejected.
He jumped on Plexico's
like
chest.
Like Bruce Lee.
And still got
with
up.
With both his cleats.
And Plex still got up.
Yeah, because I guess he missed the sternum where he could have got
with cleats on.
Yes. So it's jumped, stumped on his chest.
Plex is like, tougher than I thought.
He didn't step on it with one foot. Well, he took a bullet to the leg, man, and
that's
walked
a fair
out
point.
Calmly.
Self-inflicted, too.
Yeah, and he walked out calmly, too. It ain't like he got up. Ah! They yeah. come get him. Like, he damn. Walked and left like, ah! It burns.
That's going to leave a mark.
But then this same guy he kept calling Donnie Henderson kept calling him out. What you got on this, Joe? What you got on this? Joe's like, what you got to say, Donnie? I'm gonna be here. Like, all right, Joe, sit down, Joe. But like everybody looking like, oh, you missed a tough guy from Compton.
Yeah.
Not Crazy Joe, get up. You don't want no smoke. I tell you what, don't say nothing to me for the rest of the meeting.
Anytime somebody's named Crazy Joe, you always want to take that hesitation about responding. All right, with a minute here.
Look him up, James.
Pay
Trapp,
off
Google.
Your tease, though, about what didn't you like about the Lakers coming back to win against the Spurs without LeBron and Russell Westbrook having his first breakout game?
Well, I tell you, when you look at Westbrook, buyers beware, because what happens is he's liberated without those two guys in the lineup, and now he's able to be, you know, grow down and do his thing. But the problem is now he has to learn. The issue isn't can he score, can he take over, can he be a one-man show. We know he can do that. He's the Brody. He's a walking triple-double. But can he do that and find a way to become less of himself to become more when LeBron and Anthony is there? And that's where the hard part is going to come in. Can he facilitate? Can he be effective? Because we know LeBron needs the ball. Right? It's good that he can come in and he can spell LeBron and LeBron don't have to put all the miles on his body. But when LeBron is there, that's what we're talking about in the postseason.
Yeah.
He can't shoot and he can't find his niche.
So can
and if
you,
not that, he's
can
a liability.
Can you play without the ball? Because when LeBron plays, the ball is going to be in his hand. So something certainly to watch with the Lakers. Meanwhile, more of your Knicks calls coming up next. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.